If my case history is correct, Mr. Schaefer, several of your works have positively exulted in the objectification of women.
How would you even know about that?
You made a music video for a song called The Rapist, charming, which featured a number of women playing transparent fetish objects.
Well, that was me then.
So you being a liberal feminist ally now excuses the sins of your past?
Yes?
We'll move on.
But just to be clear, I am totally feminist now.
Okay.
It would be great if you could just tell me that I am. Because I am.
Can we move on?
I would just be...
Let's talk about what brought you here.
What, the crushing anxiety that makes a chore out of everyday life? Let alone the pressures of releasing an album that measures up to my past work and satisfies a fan base I've come to see as a fucking albatross? Not to mention the depression arising from the fact that this anxiety rules my life and I cannot do better?
Well, I was actually thinking about your substance abuse problem.
I don't have a substance abuse problem.
You don't? You sure did talk about it a lot in the Bender.
Look, I don't think it's fair to make my art.
I find it interesting that you haven't so much as mentioned your very obvious addiction issues.
Look, I have a drink from time to time, but that doesn't mean
I tell
mean
you
that...
what, I'm going to list some substances, and you can tell me which ones you've indulged in. Marijuana. Alcohol. Cocaine. Crystal meth. Heroin. Mushrooms. LSD. Mescaline. Vicodin. Percocet. OxyContin. Adderall. And crack.
Yes. All right, fuck it, fine. I'm here because a bunch of my peers staged an intervention. I was a mess, and I hit bottom. I was so medicated and absent and just fucking gone that I was starting to scare the people who cared about me the most.
So naturally you made a song out of it.
Is that not a normal thing to do?